ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, you would be so bad at this.
Could you imagine? Say, what do you want, a chicken tender sub?
Leroy, you're not going to.
You sure you don't want that on a salad?
El sigue. He continues.
He's unbelievable.
I could do it.
He's
you
unbelievable.
I could do it.
I'm so sorry. I love you.
It's not that hard.
But you can't.
Okay. Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand my
gifts.
You
don't understand.
I'm a people person.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
I'm a people person,
no,
too.
No. Look at, what are you talking about?
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan at toyotaofhollywood.com. The Hockey Hornet, David Dwork, joins us here. Of course, you can read his stuff at the Hockey News and, of course, watch, listen, consume his great program, The Hockey Show, with Roy Bellamy. Hello, Hockey Hornet. How are you?
Hello, boys and girls. Good
What's
to see
happening?
You all.
Let me ask you something,
Leroy?
Buddy. Hello. You think Leroy Horde, knowing him and his temperament.
Wait.
Hold on.
You said temperament. I don't have a temper.
I didn't say you had a temper.
But you're saying temper in it.
Whatever, dude.
Okay.
How do you think he would handle being the manager of a Publix deli?
Ooh, I mean, how would most people handle that? That's tough.
Dude.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Thank you so much, by the way.
What incites a riot more? People waiting for a deli sandwich, or you fumbling a ball on a football field and having those people yell
at
you?
Dude, I'm
not it does matter.
I'm not saying that.
My temperament is such that I can handle somebody yelling at
this
me.
This isn't your playing
That doesn't
days.
Bother.
You don't get
I'm
to just do that.
I'm a people person. I will have people's stuff on point.
Paul Maurice could run a good deli.
And I can't?
No.
I don't think so. Dude.
I'm telling you.
Paul Maurice
dude, isn't... first of all, food would be available. Okay? I said, hey. I asked the deli guy the other day, do you make the chicken after it runs out or do you prepare and have it ready when it's getting low? That's deli. That's deli. That's deli work.
That's deli. That's not a thing.
It is a thing.
David, he says he can fix the whole deli situation
I can fix
in
it.
2 days.
2 days.
This
is like in 2 days.
Interesting because my wife is literally at Publix right now getting me lunch from the deli, like mm-hmm. just before mm-hmm. we came.
Could you imagine? Hey, Mrs. Hockey Hornet, what's up? What can I do for you?
Well, dude, I think it just comes down to management, right?
Like, right!
If you're going to run a tight ship, then,
thank you!
Then it should be
thank
fine.
You!
He can't run a
but
tight
yes,
ship.
Yes, I can!
Employees
are you
to
kidding
handle
me?
The crowd, because there gets such big crowds at those counters. You need like 7-8 people behind
exactly.
the counter. So that way people aren't waiting 5-10 minutes. That's a big part of efficient management.
Who would you prioritize, online orders or in person?
I would have one person, and here's what I would do. Just to be fair to everybody involved, the online orders get made in the back. Because
there's
I
no
don't
back. It's right there. It's all out
off
the open.
Off to the side.
He's about to do
right?
a whole
Because here's why. Here's why. If I walk up to get a sandwich made and I see somebody not making my sandwich but making a sandwich, you know, right behind me, I'm going to be upset. So have somebody, I would even put a sign there that says online orders,
they
right?
Have a sign.
And have one person making it right there so that everybody knows that that's online orders. That's all that person is going to do.
Now, what if the online order person calls out sick? What do you do then? Are you going to make the subs?
Oh, I can't do subs. I told you, there's a lot of things I can't do.
You can't make a sub?
If we don't do this. Huh?
You can't make a sub. You can't put your hands in the meat.
No, I could put my hands on it, but I don't know how to make.
He doesn't like his meat and the Snickers touching.
No, I don't know how to make half of the sub.
Dude, how are you going to manage these people? You don't even know how to make a sub.
Again, this is a quick last
This is like
thing.
Joe Philbin running a team before, and he didn't even do anything on offense. He just stood next to Aaron Rodgers. How you doing with the Dolphins, by the way, David? How you handling everything?
Wow.
Not well.
Yeah, you
I mean, I'm numb at this point. Like, I feel like I'm handling the season okay, but I feel like existentially, like, the mental rabbit holes that I find myself going down, it's new territory in my Dolphin fandom. Like, I've gotten to the point, and I feel like a lot of us have gotten to the point where we're over, at least for me, I'm over blaming a coach. I'm over blaming a GM. I'm looking at the Panthers, and I'm seeing how ownership made smart hires that then trickle down to make smart hires in personnel and hockey ops. And I'm saying that's what the Dolphins need to do. Simple. Just get somebody at the top to make smart decisions and then it'll be okay. Like, we're getting mad about the same things over and over. The coach is bad. They're not making good draft picks. Like, these are surface level issues. We need to get deeper. We need to fix the core of the problem.
Right.
Did you guys see the other day? Did you see the other day that the Sharks coach came out and he had to put a statement out?
Oh, my God.
The Sharks coach, do you want to explain the statement, what happened with him?
Well, I mean, the Sharks, you know, they've been a bad team for a while. They're, you know, rough out of the gate. And their coach, you know, he was emotional after a loss. And he said something, it's not verbatim, but something along the lines of, I would give one of my kids for a win at this point. And then he went home and time passed. And then he put out a statement saying, of course I love my kids. I was just mad.
Do you want to know who runs the Sharks, Leroy?
Quinville.
Nope.
No, who?
That's the Ducks.
Ducks.
Chris Greer's brother.
That's right. God.
The world goes round and round.
So let's talk about these Panthers. Is it just a road trip from hell? They're still trying to figure out how to match everybody up, and they keep losing guys as they're trying to do this. Or is it just, I don't know, hangover? Like all these things coming together at the same time where they could probably deal with one or the other. They're having to deal with all of this plus a 5-game road trip.
Yeah, I think it's kind of become a perfect storm when you have all the top-level guys in terms of Barkov and Tkachuk. Like, they can survive without them, but that's a lot of offense that you're taking away from your roster. Then they go on this road trip. They lose another defenseman right before. They're already adjusting to new lines. Brad Marchand was saying at the beginning of the season, like, yeah, I'm having a good time playing on this first line with Carter Verhaeghe and Sam Bennett, but we've barely skated together.
Right.
And, you know, we're still learning as we go. So it's a little surprising to see them lose 4 games in a row and score 4 goals in those 4 games. Not quite as much when you think about who they're missing, but still, like, that, the underlying stats, I hate to be stat boy, but the underlying numbers say that they're going to be okay. The Panthers are last in the NHL right now in terms of goals above expected, meaning they are scoring on none of their chances, basically.
Right.
And they're still getting plenty of opportunities. Like, Paul Maurice said the other night in Buffalo, they got shut out. They had 15 power play shots. Like, that's
crazy.
Unheard of, right?
Yeah, 0 for 7 on the power play.
And then they go out and they make changes on the power play. They put your boy Anton Lundell up on the top unit with Matty Samoskevich. They go away from the two defensemen on the top unit that they've been doing since last year when Seth Jones and Aaron Ekblad were both healthy together. So, and this is what Paul Maurice does, right, boys? Like, he uses the regular season to tinker, and he doesn't freak out, and he's like, you know what? We're going to be a playoff team. We're going to be okay. Let me see how these guys do in these situations. Let me get these guys better acclimated. And look, to this point, it's worked. Every year at the playoffs, they hit the ground running, and Paul Maurice knows all the right buttons to push. So for right now, it's still October. And yeah, they're under 500, which is, oh my God, the Panthers are under 500. They probably haven't been in, you know, a few years. Like, I haven't looked that up, but I'm guessing it would be pretty easy to find out. Yeah, I'm not really worried at this point. But talk to me like in a month, and if they're still hovering around under 500 and having trouble finding offense, and the right buttons aren't getting pushed at that point, then maybe we can start analyzing a bit more. But right now, as you said, it's the missing guys. They're on this crazy road trip. Let's just let Paul Maurice do his thing, and let's see how it plays out over the next couple weeks.
Is there something with that you're noticing at all with just no Barkov that's like, that's been tough to make up so far? Like, is there any elements of that? Just no Barky? Because I like the Tkachuk thing, they kind of were used to last year. You knew Tkachuk was going to show up and put the cape on in the playoffs when he had to. But, man, Barkov's been such a fabric of the team. So, like, is there anything that they're missing the most from not having their captain?
I think for me, when Barkov is out of the lineup, or even like Sam Bennett is out of the lineup, it's the stability of the lines and the consistency that they can attack you that changes. When the centers are out, the lines all kind of get a little funky. And that changes things with the Panthers, especially because they're so five-man oriented in terms of the way that they defend and the way that they attack. When you take Barkov out of the lineup, suddenly you don't have basically two lines that are just elite coming at you. And this is no knock on anybody else. Like, and during the playoffs last year, that Anton Lundell line was basically a top line. So they had three lines, nine guys that could just, like, it's elite type hockey. So removing Tkachuk, that's a little bit more, you can mitigate that with, he's on the wing, he's a scoring guy, he plays the tough hockey. They've got guys that can do that. With Barkov, there's just, take away the fact that he plays all situations, that he's a 200-foot guy. The way that the lines just get a little funky compared to how they look when he's in the lineup or when Bennett's in the lineup, it for me, that's the biggest difference, is just how much the lines can change and how they just don't look quite as consistently aggressive as when they're at full strength.
Do you feel like a game like tonight, Marchand having his first game back in Boston, you feel like, you know, Paul Maurice talks about, like, hey, sometimes there's games that you got to just get through the monotony of a regular season. It could be like a tall task. Do you feel like an emotional game like tonight can jolt them a little bit?
I think it depends on how they're handling it in the room. Like, if the Panthers are treating it like it's any other game and not like it's, you know, the Marchand's back in Boston, the attention's been all on him, the press conferences, everything. Like, if they want to embrace that, then certainly that can be a motivational tool. So I think it just depends on whether Paul Maurice is going to utilize that or whether he's going to approach this as, nope, this is game five on our road trip. We're in Boston. It's a team that we've had, you know, just from the X's and O's standpoint. So if that's something that he wants to play, if that's a card he wants to play for game number 8, I believe this is, of the regular season, cool. He also may want to let his guys just work their way through this on their own, handle the situation. He's talked a lot about how he lets his guys kind of run the bench a lot, and the team kind of runs itself. So I could see it going a couple of different ways. But I am pretty excited just to see how Marchand himself handles the situation, just being the guy that he is, and with all the history, obviously, that he has in Boston. So I'm very excited just to watch tonight's game and to see how all that plays out.
If Leroy could pick two Panthers to be on his Publix deli line, who do you think he should have to make sandwiches?
Itu Lusterainen is first off my – like, that's the – and like Mikola, just because he's really big. Like, and those guys, like,
oh, you're saying I'm gonna need some backup?
No, Mikola's definitely eating cold cuts while on the job. There's no way.
Well, who isn't? Why would anybody take that job if you're not eating? Like, are you kidding me?
That's pepper to be expected.
Now, come on, like I'm absolutely.
I could do it.
I don't think you could, dude. I'm sorry.
Why not?
I just think that
I'm a people person. I know how to get people in the right position.
All
right. Like, I don't understand why
you're not Deli Paul Maurice. You're just not.
Are we talking like a Brothers Barbecue advertising campaign type of thing where you're like slapping relatives and
not at all.
Yeah,
not at all.
You're not a mascot. You got to actually run the system.
Yeah. Okay.
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 I don't know about that, dude.
Like no. Okay. I got it.
All the best ones got their hands dirty.
Yep.
Long John Silver, Colonel Sanders. They all got in there.
I don't see many Long John food. Silvers anymore. Is there still that one in Pompano?
In the hood. They're all in the hood.
I think there's one in Kendall.
Right?
Is there?
One, no, the, I think the one in Kendall one, closed.
Oh, did it?
Years ago.
I know there's one on Broward Boulevard.
It was actually where I used to work, right in the same shopping center as Publix.
I remember in Pompano.
I remember when that was all
How'd
new.
How'd that go for
now
you?
Now they closed it?
Couldn't do it. Couldn't cut it.
Is not Long
like
John
nothing like I could.
Is Long
like
John Silver's
he
fish
there
sticks?
For 9 years.
Is that what it's famous for?
Fish sticks.
No,
fish
like
platters.
Fish fillets, shrimp, like seafood. Hush puppies.
Hush puppies.
Ooh, I like a hush puppy.
Can I just say something?
Like, thinking going back, through, though, like I haven't had Long John Silver in like good 10, 15
I'm,
years.
I'm
like
feeling,
now that I'm like in my 40s, could I eat fast food fish?
I don't know.
No, that's
a risk.
That's what I'm saying. I'm a little reluctant to get drive through fried shrimp.
That's why it's no longer available to us.
That just sounds like oh,
it's
like,
a gamble.
Yeah, let me
it
get a
seemed
six.
So much more appealing when I was like 22.
All right, go follow David Dwork's work at the Hockey News and go check out the Hockey Show. Him and Roy Bellamy do a fantastic job covering your Panthers, Cats, and Bruins tonight right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you next time.
Be well, guys. Good to talk to you.
Take a break. Back after this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with
you. What do you do during the breaks?
I just was like looking at a story.
But the last thing I heard was surfer was bit by an otter.
Yep, that was the story. Apparently, this is a problem in California. Surfers are getting bit by otters.
You know who that never happened to?
Who?
Leroy.
Why?
I don't mess with that ocean like that. Y'all crazy.
Otters are ferocious. They look adorable, but they got sharp teeth. They'll come after you.
When has anybody ever said the words, "Wow, that's a cute otter"?
Oh, otters are super cute. You don't think otters are cute? They're objectively cute.
I mean,
Brittany. I mean,
they're in the same class as the possum.
You've outraged Brittany.
You've upset me.
Why?
Because otters are adorable.
Otters are super adorable.
Otters are adorable.
They are.
Sure.
They are. Have you seen it? Are you thinking of the correct animal?
Yeah, do you know what an otter is?
Yeah.
You sure?
Are you sure?
The one with the tail.
Really broke it
down
there.
That's really
No, you know
specific.
What I mean. The paddle.
No, you're thinking of a platypus.
That's a platypus.
No, you're thinking of a platypus. You're thinking of a beaver. We're talking about otters here.
Otters are super cute.
They're so cute.
And mean. They
can be sneaky mean, yes.
That's
and then there's
like
giant
them.
Amazon otters. Those you don't
what
mess
is that?
With. Just what I said.
Amazon otter?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Okay, dude.
Okay, Steve Irwin. When did you become the expert on, you thought possum had rabies? So.
He threatened me.
Good night.
He didn't threaten you.
He threatened me.
That's his defense mechanism because you scared the hell out of him.
No, he played dead, and I made sure he was dead. I'm not going to get bit by him.
Otters are cute.
That's an otter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks cute. Yeah.
Exactly our point. They are cute. What are they doing in the ocean? They weren't.
I didn't know they were ocean otters.
There's all kinds of otters.
Yeah?
There's saltwater otters. There's freshwater otters. There's river otters. There's and then there's
not to be
Amazon
confused
otters.
With the rough riders.
Nope. By the way,
no, so
minus one.
What?
For Hobnobbery.
No,
I'm again. Sorry, Hawkman. We saw him in the hallway, and he smells like fried chicken.
He smells
yeah,
like
he
fried
smells
chicken
because like, he just left the chicken.
He
joint.
Just came from Raising Cane's.
Oh, got that cane sauce.
I kept smelling fried chicken. I'm like, what is that? And it was Hawkman this entire time.
He hotboxed himself with chicken?
I don't know. Apparently, he didn't even eat.
No, that's how you smell when you eat a six-piece. That's hey, that's how you smell when you eat a six-piece on the way home from
apparently
the chicken place.
He didn't eat. He was just there.
I'm
telling you, he smells like fried chicken.
Can you give us a weather update,
sure
Leroy?
Can.
Brought to you by Chillzone AC, featuring reliably rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com as Leroy heads over to the Windowplex.
All right. That's a nice car.
Okay.
Let's see. Winds seem to be coming out of the south-southeast. That's why you get a little warming temperature. Maybe get a little more of the rain that comes off the coast because yep. It's coming from the south and not the north. I would say winds are blowing anywhere from 10 to 15 miles an hour. And it's mid-80s, 83 to 85 degrees. When the wind's coming out of this direction, more out of the south, I would always be aware of some rain in the evening because that moisture's coming off the coast and off the warmer air. So other than that, look for some rain this evening. I haven't created a cone of uncertainty yet, but Melissa's somewhere out there. I'll let you know what's up.
That's what they say, dude. Sports Talk on WQAM is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS. I think we're getting Harlan this week.
Are we?
Yeah. He's not there for us. He's there for the Falcons.
You know.
I don't blame him.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's give away our final pair of Heat tickets. If you guys want to go to opening night Sunday, Heat Knicks. It is at 6 p.m.
D-Wade.
So caller three?
Caller three.
All right. Caller three to 305-567-0560. Caller three to 305-567-0560. Caller three is going to win our final pair of Heat tickets opening night Sunday at 6. Heat and Knicks. If you guys want to win those tickets, caller three to 305-567-0560. Take a break. Back with more after this.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Saraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Love you guys.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. What are you still? Now, who are you bothering other people with it?
He doesn't stop.
Wow, he's just hurt. Looks at you with disappointment.
Not you,
Jeff. If anything, you should listen to me because I'm the only one in here that you're asking that I worked there for quite some time.
You worked here a long time ago.
That doesn't
times
matter.
Have changed.
That doesn't matter. It's still going to be.
Times have changed. Only more orders have come into Publix.
Exactly.
I don't think y'all understand my. Let's do it.
I don't think
Let's
you
do
understand.
It.
You literally.
I appreciate
you,
your confidence.
You are literally Jeff Saturday thinking he could be a head coach.
No, I'm not.
You literally are.
No,
dude.
I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm an organizer of people.
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Who got the last pair of Heat tickets, Brittany?
Let me look over here to my sheet. Jonathan Campos.
Oh, Jonathan. Congratulations, dude. Congratulations. Yep. Jonathan is our winner. And keep on listening. Hockman Crowd and Solana, they have Heat tickets as well. So stay tuned. There'll be more coming this hour as the Heat get their season going tomorrow.
Why are you looking at me?
You know why.
I didn't do anything.
Schmeathen writes, the guy who can't show up to segments on time can organize a deli station. Okay.
I'm telling. Okay. All right. Okay.
Dolphins will be back at it this week, taking on the Falcons. Bijan Robinson, 400, 500 yards. What do you think he rushes for? What do you think he goes for? For the record? Does he go for the record?
I don't know. But
is there anywhere I could bet? Somebody breaks the NFL record. Could I bet? What can I get on that for juice?
Probably 10,000 to 1.
Like they hit this is there's never been such a mismatch.
So you see that I cook food a lot of.
You're
food.
You're a great cook,
and it's always ready cook. On time.
No.
What do you think? What do you think takes? How do you think that takes planning, organizing, when to cook what? How to have it ready on time.
Here's the thing.
Why are you still on this?
Because I can't believe you guys don't think I can't.
Oh, I can tell you exactly how. There's a little thing that you have to deal with when it comes to managing a deli.
What's that?
And it's your kryptonite. It's called people.
Thousands. Thousands. When you organize that home, it's just you.
I just want to be clear. You're a wonderful host. You're a wonderful human. You're a great cook. Great family man. But if there's something that I know would shake you to your core, it's incompetence and it's customer service.
Right. I would
and
give
I don't no, I don't think you would. No, I don't think you would. Because
you don't think I would give good customer service as much as I complain about
I
it?
I think that you would give customer service you think is good, and you would try and give life lessons to people.
True.
Do you know what the first...
Remember, you have to be nice to these people,
too.
Because this is why shopping is a pleasure.
He says, I think you would give what you deem to be good customer service.
Yes. Because here's the thing.
Oh, I know someone talks Spanish to you, too.
Jennifer, what do we know about Leroy? Okay. In business.
Somebody said he would beat up three people.
He talks about me.
This is the thing. Is like, there's a saying in business. You know, my grandfather ran a furniture business for a very long time.
Okay.
Dealt with jerks, but he said, the customer is always right.
Unfortunately, always right.
That unfortunately coincides with and really goes up against your greatest... adversary here, which is the saying, Leroy is always right.
No!
So
Leroy.
I got a problem thinking that when Betty comes and says, you didn't slice my meat thin enough, that you're going to be like, trust me, the only thing thin around here ain't you. And then all of a sudden, you're going to be fired.
Immediately.
I know how to handle
escorted
myself. Escorted
out.
Do you realize that in all of the football and interviews and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I've never said anything that would warrant headlines? So you think I don't know how to handle myself?
That was a long time ago. Things changed, Leroy.
No, it didn't.
Right?
It was even worse because all
you had.
No, it was even worse because all you had was the written word back then.
You got thrown.
There is a written word in Publix.
You got thrown in county jail for sass.
Why you gotta bring that?
Because you're sitting here being like you're not. The first comment where someone waddles up to the counter, you tell me you're not gonna say something.
No.
And wait,
you are, and your face will say it all too.
No, I wouldn't, because I have the thing on.
No, that's not going to cover your grin.
The thing?
Your grin.
Yeah, to cover my chin. The little chin thing. She told me I had to wear a chin.
He thinks he's doing strap. The job, just showing up with the hairnet over the beard.
Yeah.
So all right, well, here's...
He's going to glide through life there.
Here's our...
Hey, I don't think you guys understand my people skills. I make it work.
No, I do understand your people skills. You called up some telemarketer today to tell her she had the wrong number.
She did!
Dude.
She called and left me a message and said, hi, Lorraine.
You don't think that she knew that she went to Leroy instead of Lorraine?
No. Really? Okay. Let me just show you something. I told you I was calling so they called the right person. You ready? Hi, this message is for Lorraine. This is Megan. Give me a call back. I'm just calling you to confirm I received your message regarding canceling your appointment.
I really hope you know that sounds like a spam to hack you.
I saw a note.
So you're arguing with nothing.
But he had to call back.
You're trying to get an office rather than coming to the infusion center.
Why would you call back?
No, you would do
it. Because they called the wrong person.
Okay, why would you call back? Ignore it.
Because he wanted to.
Delete it.
Because he wanted to.
You played Looney Tunes for somebody.
Oh, don't make this about me, dude. I didn't say I could run a deli line.
Take some lessons from me. Crop them out. Delete.
No, I
delete.
When they talking about an infusion center, I'm like, who? They need to talk to somebody.
SDI wants to know, Jimmy, why are you wearing Bruins colors today, dude? What's going on?
Get him out of here. Why are you in there?
Is that like a
first of all, it's not Bruins colors. It's blue and yellow.
Who is that? What team is that?
Soccer.
Yeah. Soccer. Just running. It's like the guy I met at CBS who was like, jersey. I'm not a Dolphins fan. I just got this jersey.
Someone got sassy.
All right.
Here was Mike McDaniel, our favorite football deli manager. He said,
"If he could do it, I could do it." He's coaching a football team.
You hope you have the right people that stay motivated. Considering we're paid professionals, and this we've played 7 games in a guaranteed 17 game season. So, you know, the feelings, the emotions, the you know, whatever expectation, like, you know, who really cares at this point? The idea is that you're right in the heat of games that are very much meaningful to each player, coach, staff member, and organization, and so that there shouldn't be much more motivation than that was an embarrassing effort. And so what do you do with an embarrassing effort? You want to get back to work and put a different product on your name. So I think for game 8, you know, I'd be extremely disappointed if guys were lacking motivation, regardless of how difficult it may seem like that, you know, you have a job to do, so we need to go do it.
Timbo Slice says, imagine McDaniel trying to order a sandwich at Leroy's Deli.
Leroy would actually start screaming like that locker room.
I'm only going to give you a half a sub, like too deep, because you can't seem to beat it. So here you go.
I'm a big snack time guy.
No, you're not. You are
who
a snack.
Really cares.
You are a snack.
Is that what you would say?
Yeah. Hey, why does everybody think I'm going? Like, you understand? I'm managing. I'm a manager. I am managing. I only come in when there's issues.
I don't think you know. I don't think you know what being a manager is.
It means making sure everything's done by any means necessary.
Right.
Okay.
But also, like, you got to do stuff too. Like, yeah. You got to.
No, I'm not saying I'm not going to be
pick
doing
up the loose ends. You know.
Correct. Correct. You don't think I can do that?
I love how the idea though he's never gonna. We're never gonna be out of chicken tenders. You're gonna be like a Chipotle quarter. Got a quarter left.
Yeah.
Okay. There's certain rules you have to follow, Leroy.
Oh, like having food available because we're in rush hour.
Dade South says, "Can't
if
even-
you run out of chicken, if you're a Publix, and you run out of chicken or wings at lunchtime, oh no,
Leroy. There's food safety that needs to happen. You can't prepare chicken. Yes, you
there's
can't just prepare chicken for hours on, upon hours and then serve it to people.
He thinks
That's
he's
gonna
do bulk chicken every day.
No, I'm just saying." Like, you know when it's time to start getting crack-a-lacking again.
But do you really think that they don't?
When I go there and there's no chicken,
Leroy behind that counter is going to be like an SNL skit.
I think we have Jimmy Shook because he just sent me a close-up of his jersey to prove he's not wearing Bruins colors.
You upset him.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
first of all, it wasn't even
who
me.
Who knew you were a fan?
It was SNL.
Y'all don't think that. Now, put it this way.
Have we not made it clear the last 2 hours we don't think?
I have a better chance. I have a better chance of doing that than fixing the Dolphins.
I want you to know that Jimmy.
I would trust you to fix the Dolphins way more.
I know.
You could fix the Dolphins.
I know.
You could fix the Dolphins for decades. I would trust that way more than you running a Publix deli.
Really?
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
100%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, you guys haven't agreed on nothing. And now all of a sudden you're like singing in harmony.
If you not only could run, I would trust you to run the Dolphins. I feel like you could manage the Marlins to a World Series more than you could run a Publix deli.
I agree.
Yep.
I couldn't agree more.
I think
more.
The Publix deli would be the easiest.
Okay. That's crazy. <dude.
laughs> You're crazy.
What are you talking about?
I want you to go, do me a favor. Mm-hmm. Go to your Publix. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want you to ask the manager, how long you been running the deli? I bet you he tells you 4 weeks because nobody lasts longer. It's the most stressful job known to man.
Why?
I don't know. But every time I go, I look up, I see, Rob's not the manager again. They have a new manager. Because it's probably like war tours.
What are you talking about? Well, you don't think that I haven't had that kind of stress in my life?
I remember the great Tendi.
What, like, what, I don't think
you go to sleep
2014.
No, I don't.
No, it's very intense.
No, I got it's yelled at, booed, and...
Look, we got to go.
You get booed at, too, at the deli.
That's the end of today's program.
Don't worry. I'm going to set it up.
We appreciate everybody tuning in, and we'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
That's football! You want some of this? Luke, I am your uncle. Depending on how big the storm is, you're going to get these periodical feeder bands.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success.
Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.